Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the break. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Last night I took a little time and watched some Fox, Hannity, and he was coming on glued about Afghanistan. I don't know how anybody can watch the man very long, but the kind of stuff they're saying there is really not good for the country. Afghanistan, we needed to get out of there. It's 20 years. It turned into a giant muddy pit. And we have to move on from Afghanistan now. But the things that are going on in Fox News and Newsmax, has reached a point where you're going to slam people into doing something irrational, I feel. And I don't know why they can't just tone that down a little bit, because a lot of people have died in Afghanistan, and it was a, like I said, a giant money pit. So anyway, I just wanted to add to your thoughts earlier this morning that I'm glad we're gone. It wasn't perfect, but we can use the money somewhere else. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. No, you always hit the nail on the head, and you did this time. Let me tell you something about Fox News, and Hannity in particular is a contemptible individual. Fox News has contributed to the tone of violence on the right. Why do I say that? Tucker Carlson the other day said that if things didn't kept going and way he didn't like them, there would be a revolt. This guy, Madison Cawthorn, who's a Republican congressman, big Fox News guy, goes, if the next election is rigged, there'll be bloodshed. Well, this election wasn't rigged. What he means is if a Democrat wins again, there'll be bloodshed. When you use words like bloodshed and revolt, it's implied violence. It's more than implied violence. I would start prosecuting these people. Now, it takes a while for a prosecutor to get up the guts to prosecute Hannity and Tucker Carlson, because they'll go, oh, First Amendment. And I agree with that. You don't want, it's other countries that prosecute journalists. But at some point, at least a warning letter comes from somebody, comes from the FCC, that's in general, not directed to Fox News, so they don't claim discrimination. And it'll go, hey, do not advocate violence, and don't do it in a sneaky, weird way, okay? And if you use words like bloodshed and revolt and take matters into your own hands, and maybe the Second Amendment people should do something about this, you may go over the line. Knock it off. Something along those lines. Now, here's the deal. What Fox is doing, they are part of an effort by the right to undermine any Democratic administration. When Barack Obama was elected, Moscow Mitch basically said, our whole purpose here in the Republican Party is to elect a Republican 4 years from now and knock this guy out. They stood up against everything. They used the filibuster. And back then, Obama, it didn't occur to them apparently, or our party, to try to suspend the filibuster. I think we may have had the votes at one point. We had we had 59 votes. And then the 60th was a guy named Nelson from Nebraska, who is really kind of more of a Manchin type Democrat and was very wobbly. So we only had 59. Well, at 59, we would have had enough people overdo the filibuster. They should have done it back then. Okay. So then you fast forward. Then you have Obama's second term. He gets there. They then decide they're going to get rid of the filibuster for certain judicial appointments. And then you got Trump. Finally, Joe Biden knocks him off. But Fox News is constantly undermining. What do I mean by that? When Hillary Clinton ran and it looked like she'd win, she was ahead in the polls, Moscow Mitch said, we will not confirm a single Supreme Court appointment put up by Hillary Clinton under any circumstances, no matter who it is. That's not American. That's not what our Constitution calls for. That isn't what George Washington and Jefferson and Hamilton and all those guys were about. And it's not just partisan politics. That is simply a donor-driven attempt to take over the American government. Hey, Luke, yeah, you're at the microphone.
Yeah, so kind of on this note, we got conservative troll George texting in this morning, and I think that Fox News might be slipping a little bit because there's some inconsistency in the messaging. So George contends that we can't listen to anything Joe Biden says because Joe Biden has handlers and the deep state is really who's pulling all these decisions. But in the same text thread, then George goes on to say that Joe Biden is the worst on Afghanistan because he's been propping it up for the last 16 years. And there's nobody that we can blame more for Afghanistan than Joe. So there's really some inconsistency coming from, you know, these right wing echo chambers, because George is really kind of splitting his messaging this morning and he doesn't really know which lane to choose. So who knows? Maybe this is a sign that, you know, Fox News is power is waning, but I'm not quite sure. But I just wanted to share George's text messages with us because it seems like he's a little bit off his game this morning.
Yeah, excellent point. And hey, George, if you're listening, call in. Don't go to text. Call me. Call in and tell me what you think, and I'll give you some history. And then you'll give me some history. What? You have no history? Okay, you're going to learn some history in Matt Flynn Direct, okay? Now, so here's the deal. When we went into Afghanistan right after 9/11, Osama bin Laden was in. There was the right thing to do. It was the wrong thing to do going to Iraq. Iraq, it was a Shiite country run by a Sunni Muslim named Osama bin Laden is the guy that was Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was in a precarious position. They're all about religion over there. They'll kill each other. So he basically befriended the Christian community and put a Christian in his Secretary of State, and basically he had a coalition government. And he was a bad guy, there's no doubt about it. But did you know this? George H.W. Bush, the father of George W. Bush, gave him the keys to the city of Detroit and gave him a parade in the late 80s. Did you know that? Saddam Hussein was brought through in a parade in Detroit in the late 80s, given the key to the city with the approval of the State Department. So what happened was, he needed a whipping boy. George W. Bush, he was lazy. He was down in the polls. It had come out that he'd been using cocaine since before 1980, when he was 34 years old, down in the polls, ridiculed by Jay Leno. So I'm going to invade Iraq. They have weapons of mass destruction. That was a lie. And it destabilized the Middle East and created ISIS. And then with Afghanistan, we got in there. And so you go in there, you know that he's no longer Osama bin Laden's in Afghanistan. You know he went to Pakistan. So wind it down. And then we killed him a few years later, wind it down. Finally, Joe Biden wound it down. So, George, if you're saying to me that Joe Biden is the worst, he's been president for six months, then all these characters, you're serious. You got to come up with some history, George. This is the History Channel. This is the real History Channel. When you call in here, I respect everything you want to say. Go ahead. Listen, right-wing radio will cut you off. They'll cut their own people off. You try to call in, they'll cut you off. They won't take you. I take your calls, anybody's call. But you got to have some coin of the realm here. The coin of the realm is history. And I think that Wisco Paul nailed it. Fox is desperately trying to, it has high ratings because it does this stuff. But now AOM and all these other right-wing nut places, Trump has now attacked Fox. You don't think I should be coronated king. I'm going on too much. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She got down, but she never got touch. She's gonna make it through.